right. Hello. Nick DeGilio here on 720 WGN, and we are live in the Skyline studio here until 4, and it is a it's Tuesday, right? It's a Tuesday morning. And Herb Weisbaum is going to join us. He is our consumer man, and he's a consumer reporter for KOMO and checkbook.org, and he will help with any consumer questions that you have or concerns, and we'll talk about some of the consumer news coming up. Hey, what are you snobby about? We're going to talk about that. So a guy was arrested for swimming in a Bass Pro Shop fish tank, which I just don't understand. And we'll talk about that, too. Our number is 312-981-7200. But we want to start off here with our first guest is Miki Sudo. She's a champion competitive eater, which I always find fascinating. We got the July 4th, Nathan. That hot, it's happening, right, Tom? I mean, obviously, it's going to be like safe. It's going to be distance and all that stuff, but it is happening.
Yeah, it will be happening.
Okay. Miki is a champion competitive eater. She's currently ranked number 6 of the top 50 competitive eaters in Major League Eating by Major League Eating. Number 1 ranked female competitive eater, 6-time Nathan Hot Dog Eating Contest winner, women's competition. She holds many other records that we're going to get into. So let's welcome Miki to the show. Hi, Miki.
Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, no, it's my pleasure. How did you get into competitive eating?
I've always loved food, but I only discovered that I had a big appetite in my first year in college. I had a really limited dining plan, so I could only swipe into the cafeteria like so many times per week. So I had to make every visit really count and eat like 3 meals a day. 3 meals for that day in one meal. Later in life, I came across the restaurant challenge. They were offering $1,500 for finishing 12 pounds of Vietnamese noodle soup. Some of my friends, had gone in and tried and failed. And I just thought, that's an awesome, super fun way to just make some easy money. And nobody expected me to collect the jackpot, but I did. And the restaurant put me on a billboard right off the Las Vegas Strip.
Wow.
So that drew all sorts of weird attention and snowballed into a life of its own. Here we are today.
There it is. Wow, that's amazing. That really is amazing. I want to talk about some of the records. You lived in Japan for a while. What was that like for you? You were growing up.
Good. We lived in Japan from the time I was 4 to the time I was around 11, almost 12, and then we moved to Hawaii. But yeah, I grew up in Japan. My sister and I grew up speaking Japanese. I don't know. Maybe that's why I enjoy all sorts of food, and
yeah.
I still love traveling to this day. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Now, it says here that you actually competed in sumo competitions when you were 8.
Oh, my God. That hasn't come up in an interview in a while. But, yeah, that was my first random competitive sport. I think I was in the 2nd grade in Japan. And I don't know, whatever the division, whatever weight class or grade level division I was in, I got 2nd place in, like, the district or something.
Wow.
Yeah. I kept that trophy until I swear I lost my thought. I was probably 18, and I don't know where it ended up. It's just like gone now. But that would be awesome to have.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. But you've led a pretty interesting life there, Miki.
It just seems like all par for the course. Today I had today I started my morning off with some cardio. Worked off some extra calories that COVID-19, and then I went back and I got a little bit cleaned up, and I had some interviews, and then did a photo shoot, and then there was a news crew that came by while my boyfriend and I ate 50 hot dogs each. Isn't that a normal day for everybody?
Yeah, that sounds completely normal. That sounds completely, completely normal. So you've been, how many times have you competed in the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest?
Since 2014, so I've won every year that I've participated in it. So,
wow.
2014, 15, so yeah, this has been 6 years counting, so in a few days I'll be going for my 7th belt.
Tell me about what the experience of being part of the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest is like. It's got to be crazy, right?
Oh my gosh. And up until last year I was saying, it wouldn't be the 4th of July if I weren't standing on stage at Coney Island in front of tens of thousands of screaming fans while eating hot dogs.
Yeah.
And I think that until about a week and a half ago, that was the reality that it was very much a reality that we weren't going to have the 4th of July hot dog eating contest. So, I mean, you know, I've always said Coney Island's like my home on that day.
Yeah.
You know, sure, I was born in New York and I did my first year of college in New York. But, you know, I feel so tied to just to Coney Island because it's not just where I go every year. It's just a competitive eating kind of become part of my identity at this point. And that's the Super Bowl of competitive eating. So, yeah, no, being in Coney Island is everything to me. It's definitely been a huge part of my life and that, you know, winning's great and all that. But I mean, along the way, I picked up the love of my life. I mean, 2 years ago on July 4th, I met Nick Weary, who's also a competitive eater, ranked number 8, you know, and
so you're both competitive eaters?
Yeah. yeah. And now we just live a largely normal life, but on the circuit, we compete against each other, and you know
how does that work? You guys compete against each other. Tell me a little bit about that.
It's a lot of fun for the most part. We get to practice and train, and it makes every win, you know, just that much more rewarding. And it's really nice to have somebody who can relate to all the stresses and ups and downs that come with a competitive eater's routine. So that's fun. Last year, we were actually really close in terms of performance. Like, I beat him by half a street taco in one contest, and the next week, he beat me by half a bratwurst. You know? so we get to go back and forth, and that's what makes it even more fun. Not only can we relate, we're actually really close in terms of ability.
Well, tell me about major league eating. What's major league eating?
So Major League Eating is the organization, or I guess the governing body, that sanctions all of our events. They're the ones who, you know, make sure the sponsors' needs are met, that the brand's well taken care of, that the eaters eat under safe and, you know, mainly safe conditions. I really say ideal, because what's really ideal about eating, you know, hot dogs for 10 minutes in the blistering sun.
Yeah.
But they're the ones who make sure that all the media requirements are met, that, you know, sponsors are taken care of, eaters are eating under safe conditions, that the crowd has a good time. And then they do the ranking, too. And then there's fun guys in the straw hats that do the emceeing. So there's a lot of on-stage stuff that they do and a lot of behind-the-scenes things that they do.
That sounds great. What is the competitive eating circuit like? Does it go year round?
It's year round in that we don't have any designated breaks, but all of our events are clustered around the warmer months because they're typically held outdoors.
Right.
So you'll see a lot of events that run, you know, from April through October. There's some outliers, but definitely the busiest months are going to be your May, June, July, August.
And what kind
of, we're in the height of competitive eating season, and you know, we're all itching to compete again.
So that's the whole season. It's usually just around the summer months or the warmer months.
Pretty much. I mean, but you know, I think the earliest contest that I've done is February chili cook-off in Orlando that was held a number of years in a row. Into December they have a shrimp cocktail eating contest in Indianapolis as part of the Big Ten conference. Mm-hmm. The exact sports event surrounding it kind of skips my mind, but in the height of winter, in the middle of winter, they'll hold a shrimp cocktail eating contest outdoors. So that's freezing. So there are definitely events year round. Just most of them are in the warmer months.
The major league eating, they do the rankings as well, you said.
They do, yeah. And sorry, I didn't mention, we have contests all across the country. And sometimes we will have an event now and again internationally, those are a lot of fun too. But they hold events all across the country and throughout the year, and people can sign up. Of course, red eaters are given priority.
Really quick, how does one become a competitive eater?
A path to it, I guess. And some people just like calling themselves competitive eaters because they want to, you know, give themselves some, cool sounding nickname. But I would say to be a legitimate competitive eater who's taken seriously, you probably have to make a decent amount of money. And for that, you have to compete against other people.
Yeah.
People who just compete against themselves, eating large portions at restaurants in front of the camera, are entertainers in their own right, I guess. But yeah, no, competitive eaters compete, against other people. So yeah. Sign up for a contest. Maybe, get your feet wet by doing restaurant challenges if you have a knack for it. But, sure. Really put your money where your mouth is and go get the best for it. Sign up at MajorLeagueEating.com and you'll find us at the table with to find yourself at the table with us.
Did you really just say put your money where your mouth is?
Yeah. I did not last those.
Okay, hang on, Mickey. Mickey Sudo is with us. She is a champion competitive eater, and she's got some insane records, and we're going to talk more about it. Upcoming July 4th is going to be the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, and she'll be there. 312-981-7200 is the phone number on WGN. Right. Hey, it's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. We are live in the Skyline studio here until 4, as we are every weekday night into morning. We are going to be talking with our good friend Herb, the consumer man, Weissbaum, who will help you out with any of your consumer questions or concerns. And we'll talk about consumer news as well. We're going to talk about what are you snobby about? So we'll people whose lives were ruined by winning the lottery. So and lots of other topics here on 720 WGN. 312-981-7200. That's the number. Mickey Sudo is my guest. She is a champion competitive eater. And we're coming up on the Nathan's Hot Dog. Now, how are they going to do it this year?
So there are going to be a bunch of things that are different this year. We're not going to be competing in front of a crowd. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be competing under all sorts of different social distancing guidelines. So we're going to be at least 6 feet apart. The number of people per room is going to be limited. So I'm trying to envision what this top secret, climate controlled venue might look like. But from what I understand, you can only have so many people, and that's competitors, EMTs, cameramen included. Spaced out strategically. I don't know. Long and short of it, I just need to eat the hot dogs in front of me, and that's all that that I have to be concerned with at that moment. It's gonna be different not being able to feed off the crowd.
Right.
There's a certain level of energy that people bring to the table when they're screaming your name. So I don't know how that's gonna work. I mean, I keep reminding myself on the upside. We're going to be indoors. I'm not going to be under, the blistering heat, with 1,000,000,000% humidity.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a little bit different because of the social distancing guidelines. The field's limited. So there are only going to be 6 men competing, and the women's contest has 5 women, which doesn't really affect me in terms of competition a whole lot. Unfortunately, the number 2 ranked female, Michelle Lesko, who's also my great friend in real life, is not going to be able to join us at the table because she lives in Arizona. And because of quarantine restrictions, she's not going to make it to New York in time to quarantine that end. Yeah, so that's a bummer. I'm not going to have that girl. The girl has been pushing me for all these years.
Yeah.
I'm really just going to have to dig deep and really look to break that world record. On my own, without a crowd and without anybody really, without the girl who's been coming in second place all these years.
Yeah. Wow. And you just mentioned that she's a really good friend of yours. What's the competitive eating world? Do you guys all know each other? Are you all friends?
For the most part, at least in terms of Major League Eaters, I'd say so. Because, there are only so many contests on the circuit every year, and the same people tend to go after the prize money. So we'll cross paths. Not everybody gets along. We're not all best friends, but you have some really strong alliances. You have some great friendships. You have relationships like mine and Nick's that developed from Major League Eating. And then you've got rivalries and personality types that just don't mesh.
How do you say
people don't like him?
how do you prepare for the contest?
So my practice and preparation is twofold. I really like going into big events feeling physically fit and what I consider my fighting weight. And that's not a hard and fast number. I just like competing, feeling light and lean. Like I could, you know, maybe jog around the block a few times without getting winded.
Yeah.
So I like to do a lot of cardio in the morning. Again, you know, I live with a personal trainer, so I take advantage of that once in a while, the lift weights.
Yeah.
And then the other part of that is practicing with food. Like today was my third and final practice with hot dogs, and that's every bit as fun as it sounds.
Yeah.
You cook up 10 minutes worth of hot dogs, you eat for 10 minutes, and then you clean up, assess your performance.
That's it, yeah.
So, yeah. And luckily, again, I've got practicing partner, sparring partner.
Yeah.
Right here in my own household. So I've got all the tools that I need right here at my fingertips. I'm pretty lucky.
And so some of the other foods that you've eaten, I've got here. This one here, I can't even imagine this. You ate 8.5 pounds of kimchi.
Oh, I love that one.
right here in this city, in Chicago, at the Chicago Korean Festival.
Yeah, the Korean Festival.
And you did it. You did it in 6 minutes. What?
Yeah, I'm surprised it was a 6 minute contest. I love kimchi. But then again, it's meant to be eaten as a side dish or as a topping. It's not something that you ram down your throat by the pound.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I like kimchi and that probably helped me through the event. But also it was just a really great time. I remember that event well, and that victory was even more sweet because Sonia Thomas really thought that she had that victory in the bag that day. Just to get to beat her at something that she kind of took that win for granted was pretty nice.
Yeah. I love kimchi, too. I don't know if I could eat 8.5 pounds of it, though.
I wouldn't recommend it, no.
What about this? Ice cream, short form, 16.5 pints of vanilla ice cream at the Indiana State Fair in 6 minutes.
Yeah, that's another one that's hard for me to wrap my head around. And I was full, but I was more concerned because my body temperature just seemed to fall through. I don't know. It just dropped out of nowhere, and
yeah.
I needed to drink some coffee to warm up really quickly. I was kind of worried about that.
Yeah,
but that was a fun event. I think I don't know. That's when your personal. I think I just really didn't want to lose to the guy who was getting for second place. So when your like personal feelings can just give you that extra edge,
right?
And that's when when your dislike for losing is even stronger than your affinity for winning.
Did you get the old brain freeze when you?
Brain freeze, but I felt like my sides were twitching after the contest.
Is that right?
A little bit, yeah. I don't know.
God, 16.5 pints of ice cream. I can't even. Wow.
Yeah, from what I understand, as long as you don't let the roof of your mouth chill, you can avoid brain freeze. I'm not sure if there's any truth to that, or I was just too busy thinking about other things to be concerned about brain freeze. But,
do you have any other favorite competitions that you appeared in?
Just to round out the world records, I also ate 14 pounds of wild rice hot dish casserole in Minnesota, like a creamy rice, I don't know, like the consistency of mashed potatoes almost. That was another world record and a lot of fun.
14 pounds.
Yeah, that was really fun because I think I beat some people that people didn't, I beat some competitors that people didn't expect me to win against. So that was a surprise victory. Fun one at that. And then on the sweet side, I've done able skiers, which are these Danish pancake balls. It's a lot of fun. I really enjoy chicken wings and baby back ribs.
Oh, I bet.
You can eat a lot without getting really full.
Yeah. Chicken wings. How many? What's your record for chicken wings?
My record for chicken wings, 210, I think, is what I did.
210 chicken wings?
215. These numbers are being set to me right now. 215, and that was in Lake Tahoe at the Hooters World Wing Eating Championship. But you know what? I think that was only good for fifth place. It was only good for fifth place.
Wow.
So that was a stacked field.
Yeah.
So it wasn't my day.
Wow. This is just amazing to me. So you're looking forward to, I mean, it's going to be a little bit weird because it's going to be so different on the 4th, but you're still looking forward to downing those hot dogs, right?
Oh, absolutely. And personally, I feel like I'm going to have my best year yet. I've been doing this for 6 years, but I feel like I'm going in happier and healthier and more focused than ever.
Yeah.
So I don't doubt that. I'm definitely going to do better than last year. 31 was pretty embarrassing. It was enough to win, but that was not my proudest moment. I'm confident that I'm in the best, my personal best. I'm going to be better than my personal best of 41 in 10 minutes. And I think I'm going to be toppling the world record of 45 in 10 minutes.
Is your boyfriend competing as well?
He's not going to be competing. Again, because of the limited stage, they could only pick,
I see. Okay.
Six guys. And if it were strictly based on performance, he'd be there. But there were a lot of factors that went into
the
selection.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Mickey, it was so much fun talking to you. And congratulations on all the records. And I wish you the best of luck on the 4th.
Thank you so much. I'd love to follow up after I get my 7th belt.
There you go. Do you have a website that people can check out?
Not yet. I should probably set one up. Oh. But they can follow me on social media at, my YouTube channel is youtube.com/MickeySudo. Nick and I put up a lot of joint content, 10-pound sushi rolls, 20-pound sundaes, stuff like that. And on social media, my handle is at OMG. It's Mickey.
Okay. And that's M-I-K-I.
Correct.
That's right. Okay, Mickey, it was a real pleasure. Best of luck to you on the 4th, okay?
Have a great night. Thanks for having me.
Okay, take care. Wow. 14 pounds of wild rice hot dish in 8 minutes. 8.5 pounds of kimchi in 6 minutes. 16.5 pints of vanilla ice cream in 6 minutes. I can't even. And she wants to break her personal record at Nathan's with 41 hot dogs. 41. You're a big guy. Can you eat 41 hot dogs?
You know, I can't say I've ever tried.
Yeah.
But you know what? I think I should try to follow in Mickey's footsteps.
It's just nuts. It's so much fun, though. It's so much fun. I'm glad they're still doing it. It's going to be weird, and it's going to be different this year, but I'm glad that they're still doing it. It's a tradition. You can't have a 4th of July without the Nathan's hot dog eating contest.
You must. Yeah. You must have it.
God, that's funny. Okay, we're going to break here, and we want to talk about best competitive eating competitions. We're going to do that when we get back here on 720 WGN.